Blake, what does this game mean to you guys to win and just overall the defense to have that stand at the end?
My name is James, but it was a big time win for us, and you can't really describe the feeling. You can tell by my voice is kind of lost, and we had fun out there, so it was good to get the win with all of us out there.
James, they had only given up 4 sacks all year. What was the difference for you guys today to get 5?
I feel like we just came in and we knew we had to affect the quarterback because the quarterback's a good player, and he was going to try and run around and make plays, and we made sure we did our part and just ran our defense in, and we knew it was going to work.
How big was that to hold him to a field goal in that second overtime, knowing that your offense could win it with a touchdown?
Yeah, I mean, once we saw our offense, they started clicking in the second half and they took the drive to save the game for us. All we had to do was hold him to a field goal, and we knew their offense was going to take our offense was going to take care of it. So it was pretty easy for us to do our part and make sure we do it for our offense, and they took care of it. So.
You not only won the game, but you guys become bowl eligible. What does that mean right now at this point in the season?
I mean, that's nice to think about, but really what matters is we got our win, and now we're on to Oklahoma State, and that's what we're focused on. We'll go to work tomorrow and get ready for that atmosphere.
So you can't enjoy this at all?
Yeah, I mean, we have fun in the locker room, and we'll have fun tonight, and we'll be safe and all that, but we just got to make sure we're here for tomorrow and ready for Oklahoma State because they're a good team.
How fun was that after the game and then maybe even in the locker room just to celebrate a win like this?
Yeah, especially for a homecoming, having everybody here that's been to Baylor and having the old players here in the locker room, you celebrate with all of them. I mean, it just brings back memories, and you can't beat celebrating with your brothers in the locker room, especially after a game like that.
Did you think that that you had Duffy for a safety on the intentional grounding?
I thought so, but I don't really know. I just, whenever they said it at first, I didn't realize it, but then I thought maybe there was, and I hoped for it, but I mean, we just got to just do what's next, and the ref said it wasn't, so we just got to play defense.
Was that try frustrating? I mean, when they took the lead like that, and that started that, actually.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you get somebody drives 95 yards or whatever it was on you, I mean, that's just terrible as a defense, and we got to fix that, and that was a big problem. But bounce back, and that's all that matters. We got the win, so we'll fix it tomorrow.
One of the things you guys have done on defense this year was to not allow the big play, and you gave up the real long, like 79-yard catch and run. That hasn't happened much this year. What happened, do you know?
I couldn't tell you yet. I haven't seen the film, but I just know that whatever happens, we got to get it fixed, and we got to make sure we're tackling better and taking better angles or whatever it is, and we will get it fixed because that's a big problem right now.
You know, you're going to be facing a quarterback next week, Sanders. That's kind of similar to Jet Duffy. What did this game help you in terms of just understanding a dual threat like that?
Yeah, I mean, if you look across the Big 12, you got a lot of quarterbacks that can move around, and it adds another layer to a defensive liner as a defense, and you got to make sure you keep them in the pocket and make sure you make good plays. So watching this film will help us be prepared for that, but we got to look forward to them.
What do you think has changed about your game? Because you're already up to 7 sacks or whatever it is for the year, but what do you think has really changed so that you've kind of taken it to that next level?
It's not just me either. As a defense, we've been playing a lot better this year, and obviously we got a lot of room to improve. We didn't play very well today, but I feel like it's just having us all together, and I know if I do my job that whoever's behind me or next to me is going to do theirs, and me making a play isn't always just me doing something. It's somebody else around me helping me make that play. So,
you know, you're not getting much rotation. You guys are playing incredibly well on the defensive line. Gabe comes in on occasion. Yeah. Bravion gives it everything he has. Do you feel tired from week to week, or just recovery? Are you getting enough break?
Oh, yeah, we're getting plenty of break. We have a great staff for us to make sure we're recovered, and we have great coaches that make sure they don't do too much or too little, so we'll be ready, and it doesn't bother us at all.
Did you go to no?
I got it.
You know, is it?